chief correspondent, Urquhart in the house. He's got a new Uniqlo long neck, the Heattech ultra warm, even the leggings. Ooh, and also got these new Vibram Five Finger LX models. Don't eat the rich, too much margarine. Look at these new knit ones. Pretty good, except the back here kind of chafes my ankle. Lululemon, yeah, these new Heattech Ultra Warm is super fire. Beautiful day in LA. So, January 31st, 1988, I proclaim today a feast day. So, what is a feast day? A feast day is the basic notion that it's a day of celebration. I call this the Urquhart Feast Day. Oh yeah, I got the sun, got the sun. Actually, it's so funny, my definition of happiness is, it's super simple. It's just the sunlight, sun's out, I feel good. And like in typical Urk manner, take your shirt off. Some thoughts. So first and foremost, sun's out, gotta maximize your vitamin D consumptions. Super sore. Okay, so today's my birthday, January 31st, 1988. For my best man, Justin's heavyweight since 1988. Actually, you want boxers? I'm like more Mike Tyson than Mayweather. I don't like the shorty guys. What? Mayweather's what, like 5'2", 5'4", 5'5"? Apparently in America, 5'8" and below is actually below average. So if you're curious, how tall is Urquhart? I think I'm like 6 foot even, and even if I'm not, of course you're going to lie or stretch the truth, and the secret is just walking really tall and proud, okay? So birthdays. So, I mean, typically the thing with a birthday is, like, I mean, certainly at the end of the day, it seems like some sort of like American consumerist notion, and you think about it, let's say your birthday, right, is the day you're born. Like, you didn't do anything to get born, like, you just got born, right? And therefore, like, why are we celebrating the day you're born if you did nothing to deserve being born, right? So, in fact, you know, also Cindy's idea. On your birthday, actually the proper thing is to call your mom, because like your mom is the one who birthed you, and I mean certainly the father had something to do with it, but yeah, 99% of the efforts was towards the birth mother. So without moms, none of this would work. So yeah, call your moms. Cindy also had this idea of like an anti-birthday. So what's an anti-birthday? So funny thoughts, right? So on your birthday, you typically buy stuff or get gifts or whatevs. I almost wonder, actually, on your birthday, you could do the opposite and you could like get rid of stuff, right? So typically on your birthday, you want, I'm like, maybe for my birthday, I'm gonna give my rips out the privilege to throw away stuff, throw in the trash. Santa loves throwing stuff away, right? And another funny thought too, right? A funny capitalist notion. What if we actually paid money to have to throw things away? It's kind of an interesting thought. Like, every time, like, let's say you have clothes and stuff, right? Stuff you don't really like or care for. Every time you wanted to do something, you actually had to get rid of it. And I mean, they also already kind of have this, the junk removal stuffs. Seems like a kind of a good idea. Yeah, I think.
Good morning, man.
What's up, John?
Everything good?
Yeah, you got a haircut?
Yeah, man.
Look like good. Me. Yeah, I love it. Yeah, so. I don't know. I think maybe the nice notion of a birthday is it kind of gives you a unique chance and opportunity to think things anew and to reassess how to do things differently than the way you typically do things. And I think this is kind of an important or interesting notion because, like, a birth, a rebirth, it's a good metaphor. So even, like, the Renaissance, right? The Renaissance was predicated on this notion of, like, a rebirth. Like, the word R-E is, to me, one of the most fascinating words. Like, I was at my friend Tim's house, right? And there's, like, a random book he has, like, Aristotle's Way or something like that. And the notion of recreation, recreation, like Parks and Recs, right? Parks and Recreation. Recreation centers are so fascinating because a recreation center is a chance for you to recreate yourself through physical activities and stuff like that. Ooh, wow. Prima donna. Art is the future, baby. If I designed my own hotel, what would it be? If I designed my own hotel at the fitness center, it would actually look like a powerlifting gym, etc. Okay, so... Also, the funny thing with your birthday, right? The day on your birthday, like, for me, what is the true privilege? To me, the true privilege is just be left alone. I'm like... Like, on my birthday, via negative, right? I don't want to be held into nothing. I don't want to have to do nothing. No responsibilities. Maybe that's the best notion of a birthday. Some other funny thoughts about birthdays is maybe on your birthday, you do not have to be productive. You don't have to do no meetings. You don't have to spend no time in the cars. Street coach. Yeah, so that's the thoughts. Maybe on your birthday, don't check your emails, don't check your messages, etc. So for me, the ultimate privilege is to be out around, walking around. Once again, EK body armor. The best body armor to have is your own muscles, right? Full body tan, baby. And, yeah, and I think, I don't know, I love the parks and stuff like that and whatever. But I also feel that I don't know, like, the whole thing is like your birthday, you go to Vegas, you go buy presents or X, Y, and Z. It actually seems more robust to instead okay, so the problem about eating at a restaurant, right, is hey, there's, like, never just, like, enough meat, right? So, even if you go all you can Korean barbecues, whatevs, like, you even go, I like Fogos, whatever. But even the problem is, yeah, sit down, wait around, it's less freedom, right? And technically, like, for my real birthday whatevs, I'd rather have, like, you know, Costco gift cards to get a bunch of meat and stuff like that, right? And at the end of the day, what's more important? Like, what do I just need at the end of the day? I mean, you know, obviously pay rent, whatever. But besides that, yeah, just meat at Costco, to me, beef ribs. Like, actually, the funny thing is, what is the most delicious meat item? Probably like Wagyu ground beef. It's like for Eric Kim's birthday, send him some Wagyu ground beef. It seems like a good idea. But also the platform. This place is great. So super cute, right? San loves this. Up there, all these. San also likes to say pop up. Right. Yeah, so even apparently the actually it's funny, like living here in LA, everyone assumes that like LA is like people are super healthy and stuff, but actually people in LA are very unhealthy. It's like the exact opposite of healthy. Why? Because, you know, people's indoors all day. Oh, so the other way they went to the Kaiser Permanente's, right? Thrive. It's like so depressing and ugly. It's like there gotta be more Boy Scouts beautification projects. Also it's like this like platform. So why would you become a member? There's like really no good use case scenarios. Yep. Yeah, so these new Vibram LX knit models, yeah, they feel pretty good, a little thicker. Yeah, and so my thought is my New Year's resolution or my birthday's resolution, allow myself to become more childlike, more ratchet, etc. And actually my thought on a good day is just good coffee, physical activity, lift weights at least once, and then boom, use good. Real men drink water. Real men drink tap water. Oh, also fun fact. Let's see if it's open. Bathroom code 8850. Yeah. Freedom! Actually, another funny thing I'm gonna start doing. I like about this bathroom. Look, matte black. Problem with these like things here, sooner or later they kind of get worn down. But yeah, super wabi sabi. Nice bathrooms. Actually, something that no one ever talks about, these bath mats are actually good. Things I don't know, it's like, what are these? Like, why do people scratch it up all the time? Yeah, so problem with these matte black things is sooner or later they're gonna get worn down. Okay, this is the thing. Why do these dudes always go to these bathrooms and then just like fucking scratch these things on the walls? Something that women will never understand. Right? So for the New Year's, yeah, drink. Real men drink tap water. Yeah. I'm just gonna make it a point. It's like the only substances I drink is tap water and black coffee. Yeah, actually, the biggest scam happening in the world in LA, alkaline water. Anyone who says your body is alkaline based, fucking pseudoscientists, like, critique of Tony Robbins. I mean, look at him, he's got like chicken legs, right? Don't trust nobody with chicken legs. Step up. Actually, certain reasons to not trust nobody. Okay, so some quick critiques of modern day people. Kind of like the matte silver Hyundai Ioniq. It's pretty cool. Tesla S. Oh yeah, so I checked out the Santa Monica, the new Tesla Model 3. The interior lighting thing is actually super duper awesome. I love it. Yeah, actually the cool thought is it's cheaper to change the interior accent light color of a thing rather than to totally buy a brand new car is kind of a good thought. Anyway, so on your birthday. So the nice thing about your birthday, right? It's like a chance to recreate yourself, right? Like, always to be recreating yourself anew. So one character that gets a lot of flack, that I actually find super interesting, very underrated, this guy named Chip Wilson, who is like the founder of Lululemon. Also, fun facts, Alo Yoga, Lululemon, almost all the clothing brands are all founded by men. So philosophically, I find it fascinating because then what that means is the role of the man or the designer or whatever is, right, is that you're trying to create an idealized version of beauty for women. So then fashion is essentially run by men, and it's also like your idealization of what you want or consider the ideal version of a woman to be. The general thought. And who is the ultimate arbiter for beauty and stuff like that? Essentially, it's like, I mean, effectively, it's yourself, is the thought. I almost wonder, actually, the good thing for your birthday, whatever, is actually to positively, like, not spend time in a car is kind of an interesting idea. Like, any time you have to spend in a car is kind of a miserable existence. Not good. And also, like, some funny thoughts about modern day societies, like, when did we become so xenophobic? I mean, granted, you live in sub-Saharan Africa, spend 15 hours in the sun is probably not a good idea, but I mean, if you're super worried about the sun, just get banana boat. We went to Costco, we got the 3-pack SPF 50 or whatever, just slather that bad boy on, go to the beach and have a good time. And actually the truth, like Pacific Palisades, Malibu, people call it heaven on earth. Even David Geffen called it heaven on earth. I mean, just look at, like, don't see what people say, see what they do. So even what's his face, Paul Getty, right? He created the Getty Villa, his own private villa that they turned into a museum after the fact. And to me, it's so interesting because, like, originally, it wasn't, he didn't intend it to be this public museum, right? It just created, like, kind of a chill-out, hideaway, personal spot for himself to just enjoy himself, right? And therefore, as a consequence, like, don't look at, like, what people say. Look at what they do. See where they end up living, buying houses, chilling out. See where they send their kids to school, whatever's, right? Or see what they... Oh, so another fun fact, right? So all the Apple employees, blah, blah, even Steve Jobs, right? Why did none of them send their kids to the school with the iPads and the technologies? Like, don't give your kids a Chromebook. This fucking ad spamware. Google's not good. Kind of like the new Lexus car, the electric one. So the reason why all these things are not good, right? So a funny thought I had was Google Chrome is essentially the new Bonzi Buddy. You remember Bonzi Buddy? Daisy, Daisy. Yeah, I kind of like that new electric Lexus, but it's going to get outdated very soon. Actually, one of the reasons for being a late adopter or not buying the stuffs, electric cars, it's like buying a really expensive iPhone. Can you imagine in 2024, you still had an iPhone 4S? It's probably not a good idea. And also, I feel bad for all these people who bought the Teslas, because now everyone wants to buy a Cybertruck and the new Tesla Model 3 with their cool interior lighting. So I feel bad for all these suckers who bought the old version. So being a late adopter, especially in the school of technology, is a good one. And actually, it is really cool. So another thing I found about the Tesla Model 3, they added the turn signals on the steering wheel, just like the yoke steering on the new Model S's and stuff. And then I'm sure also if you just wait long enough, Tesla Model S, X, Y, Z, all the different versions, they're probably also going to change that interior lighting thing as well. So that's good news. So yeah, so I think moving forward into the futures, just kind of delay. I mean, also like with Teslas, I almost actually do wonder if leasing them is a good idea, because maybe people should also just lease the iPhones too, because like ain't nobody wanna own the same iPhone forever, right? And actually the greatest benefit or the joy is for there to be a dynamic upgrade. I mean, maybe that's also the upside of getting just like a 2010 Prius. You already kind of know it's not going to get outdated because it's already outdated, is the funny thought. So with technology, everything in between, don't get too distracted by the hype. Rather, it seems better to reimagine things yourself.